everyone, and thanks for watching Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Miranda Mason, and I'm here with Bob Soucy. And Bob, we're about to talk some pre-training camp football. What are your initial thoughts as we head into camp?
Well, first of all, looking forward to being on the other side of Gillette Stadium when the Pats reconvene, of course, for the start of training camp, less than a week away. And first and foremost, of course, Jimmy Garoppolo, Tom Brady, the quarterback situation. Now that we know with certainty that Brady will sit out the first four games of the year due to the suspension over Deflategate, how will the Patriots manage that spot?
Right. And Bob, now that it's a done deal, are they able to approach it differently than they did last season? You know, last season it was still a question mark as to whether Tom Brady would play. Now that they know, how do you think they approach Jimmy being the starter in training camp?
It was a question mark last year, certainly. Now there is certainty. I would imagine that they'll use the way they operated last year with Garoppolo and Brady as somewhat of a blueprint. Maybe it's going to vary, especially as the camp winds down and they get into the later stages of preseason come game number three. Maybe Garoppolo will get more snaps with the regulars. But you've got a dilemma here. You have to get Garoppolo ready for the regular season opener against the Cardinals. But at the same time, Tom Brady's going to miss the entire month of September. He'll be away from this team for 4 weeks. So when he comes back, you want the transition to be as seamless as possible. And so Brady's going to need reps in training camp, one will have to think, especially with newcomers like Hogan and Bennett, along with his old standbys, Gronk, Edelman, etc.
Now, we talked to Jimmy G in minicamp, and he said it's given him another year to grow and to build with this team. How have you seen his maturity develop even from last year to this year?
Beyond some of the throws that he made in camp, during the OTA session in the minicamp, and of course, you take that for what it's worth because they're going up against non-padded defenders. The offense certainly has an advantage in a passing camp situation. But there were certain aspects of Garoppolo's style on the field, the leadership that he showed at times, the command of the offense, moving people around. I witnessed a couple of times where he talked to receivers after drills, advising them on a better way to run
their
routes.
Which is very Tom Brady-esque, isn't it? He's learning from the best, and that's something that Brady does with, you know, Garoppolo himself and his other receivers.
That's something all the great quarterbacks do. You've got to hold players accountable. You're the guy that people look to. You have to have a certain charisma. Obviously, Garoppolo's had more seasoning. He's got a better understanding of this offense. One would think, based on maturation and the time that he invests in film study of opponents, that he'll have a better grasp of what opposing defenses will try to do to him in the first 4 weeks of this year.
Well, and Jimmy Garoppolo being the starter means that the backup is, in fact, Jacoby Brissett, a rookie out of North Carolina State. How do you prepare a rookie to potentially step into that role right away in his first year of professional football?
Well, we've seen the Patriots work with Brissett during OTAs and minicamp off to the side. We saw him get some reps, not necessarily with the so-called regulars, but a few reps, certainly that were quality reps in every practice that we had a chance to watch. I think that there's a possibility they'll bring in a fourth quarterback, particularly later in camp than early. But one of the advantages they have in this particular camp, like a couple of years ago, they have 2 weeks of joint practices. That means extended, highly competitive reps against other teams, plus, of course, the preseason games. It seems as though Bill Belichick has almost put more of a premium on the joint practices for the regulars than preseason action. So maybe we see more Brissett in preseason games, whereas Garoppolo and Brady, of course, get the bulk of the reps in those joint practices going up against the Saints and the Bears.
All right, Bob, so the first four games, are you sweating it? You feel good?
I'm sweating right now because of the heat here.
It is a little warm out here, isn't it?
The summer of 2016, but I'm very excited despite, of course, the inability of the Patriots to line up with number 12 after 112 consecutive starts. Nonetheless, there's a lot of confidence on this team in Garoppolo. September 11th should be a very exciting night in the Valley of the Sun when the Patriots take on the Arizona Cardinals.
All right, well, we're counting down, especially until training camp, but also until preseason. Until then, I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Bob Soucy. We'll see you at camp.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.